Like you said, you know what? If a bow and arrow goes in you, you'll start to come out like a ghost. But the bow and arrow will still be in you, and you'll have to take it out. Where'd you learn that, Mark?
Well, you lost tell me.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know where he learned it? From God.
From God?
Yeah.
Wow. God talks to Ron?
Of course, he knows everything.
All right. Goodbye.
You forget of everything.
I forget of everything?
Hey, Daddy. Today can we go on a kangaroo thing? It's that candy wood.
It is?
Yeah. Mommy knows where to drive, but after that she'll have to drive back home. But then she's going to have to pick us up, okay?
We're going to go to a picnic this afternoon, honey.
No. Do you know how to drive to Kennywood? Mom will have to drive us there.
Right.
But she'll have to wait for the rides that she might think. She'll just have to wait, and you know what? You're gonna think a kangaroo that you're gonna ride is gonna be fun. First you're gonna go round, then you're gonna jump, then you're gonna go round, then jump, then round, then jump, then round, then jump, then round, then jump. This keeps on going. And when you want to get off, when you don't have, shouldn't do stunts like that.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to squish together.
Really?
Like this. Well, you won't think this is very, you won't think this is very,
fun?
You won't think this is very scary. Because all you have to do is go around and jump. And when I jump, it's not scary.
Do you remember all the things you did at Disneyland when you went to Disneyland?
Yeah.
You do? What'd you do at Disneyland?
No, I don't remember.
Do you don't remember going in the haunted house?
What haunted house?
The haunted house where there were ghosts dancing. And do you remember going on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride? Or where did you remember seeing Sleeping Beauty?
Oh, yeah.
And the Apple and the Wicked Witch?
No, I only remember Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But it was short.
You're right. And that was the Wicked Witch and the Apple, right?
Right. And you know what?
What?
When I was driving, I saw a witch on the floor, and she popped out. And you know what? Only I could see right through the car.
Really?
I saw right through the car.
Do you remember when we saw the big parade, and there was the big Wicked Witch, and there were all the three pigs and the wolf and all those people in the big parade in Disneyland?
Yeah, and they are in Snow White.
Yep. Snow White was there too.
Mm-hmm. On Solo?
No, they just had Disney characters. No Star Wars characters. And do you remember when we took a boat? We went on a big boat?
No.
You don't remember the big boat?
I remember,
And Grandpa came with us, do you remember that? More, huh?
What kind of candies did we have?
We had lunch. We had lunch at the big, at inside where the Pirate's Cove was. Do you remember the Pirate's Cove? Pirate's Cove.
Oh, remember on that one thing where And we were riding on a boat, and
The alligators came and snapped you?
No, and there was pirates
shooting.
Pirates shooting, and there was all kind of stuff, and witches and
right.
stuff like that.
That's right.
And bones.
That's right. I remember that part.
And where we were riding in a boat and pirates were shooting at us.
Can you go?
No.
What's the name of that place?
Because you didn't go to Kennywood, right?
Right. Disneyland, Mark.
Because, right. You see, we did go to Kennywood, and Mark's making a difference, and there was a place just like that.
It was a place in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just that it was, it's just that they had little boats.
At Kennywood?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not big boats, just boats.
And who was in your boat with you?
Huh?
Who was in your boat with you?
No one.
Who rode in your boat?
No one. No one was it. We didn't go in a boat.
A little one, a little teeny boat in Kennywood.
We didn't go in that boat.
Into the, yes, we did. The little teeny one into the Pirates Cove.
Oh, yeah. I sat next to, you? Who?
My aunt.
Oh, you guys went to Kennywood.
Yeah.
That's right.
Remember the name?
What's Mommy's aunt's name?
Aunt with a baby.
Aunt with a baby?
Yeah.
It's not her name. What's her name? What's your aunt's name? What's your great aunt's name?
Mm-hmm.
Lou.
Louie.
Not Louie.
Louie.
Not Louie. Say it right, Mark.
Aunt Louie Dewey.
Jeez, Mark, I give up on you. Aunt Louise.
No, Aunt Louie Dewey Booey Cooey Dewey.
Dewey.
He said, "What are you doing for that?" He was watching me put in, put the sprinkler out for the water the lawn. And what he meant was, "What are you doing that for?" But he said, "What are you doing that for that?" I was picking Marky up, and Mark said, "You know what? Mommy says one more year, and she can't carry me. I'm still four, and I'm still growing." Obviously, there was an extra still on that last one. Should say, "I'm just four, and I'm still growing," or something like that. Mary, they're in bed and talking about their tummy, and Marky said, I asked him what was his tummy, he said, "Blood and bones, silly."
Ross can see that. That's
what?
How I know that.
What can Ross see?
He can see through people.
Oh, I see. How do you know that?
And he can see their heart.
Yeah.
And it's a yucky heart.
How does he know that?
Huh?
How does he see through?
Well, he's a different kind of kid. He doesn't live here.
He's extraterrestrial?
Because he's a different kid.
Uh-huh.
That mommy comes had from when he was a baby. He wasn't a different kid. Now he's a different kid.
I know. How about you?
He wasn't even a kid.
He was a hero.
He wasn't even a kid when he was a baby.
No.
He was just a nice, goofy baby. But maybe he threw blocks. And that's what I did. I first I threw blocks and people just screamed.
You bet. You used to throw them at your brother.
Right. And people screamed.
So did your brother.
Poor brother. Did you ever say you were
just
sorry?
Scream and run.
Did you say you were sorry to him?
No, because I was a baby.
Right. But now you're grown up.
Right. I'm not a puppet.
Why don't you say you're sorry now?
Because I forgot.
Say, I'm sorry I was a bad baby.
Because I'll tell you what I turn into when it's nighttime right now.
Yeah.
A dummy baby.
Really?
I'd be a dumb baby in the night. I turn into it I flipped it through toys and everyone's people come to our house and I throw things and they say, oh gosh, this thing is real throwy thing. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now time for everybody to go to sleep, okay?
My father was a kid.
Now everybody go to sleep. Now, this.
Poochie the dog!
Poochie the dog was on today?
Yeah, on 53.
Isn't that incredible?
The cartoon.
Getting dressed.
Hold on.
And she can actually talk with the robot.
The what's
the
name?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready to come, kids?
Me, yeah. Okay. Robot can.
Get the pink rosy.
Let me put those away. Let me put that away.
The robot can talk to any animal.
What's that?
The robot can talk to any animal.
Poochie can talk to any animal?
No, the robot.
Oh, I see. Now, Mom, we have bare feet, so we're gonna walk on grass. Okay.
No, we're gonna walk on wood.
Boy, the grass really said that Marky pushed him, and Ross, Marky said, no, I didn't. If I did, I should have seen myself. In other words, he didn't see, this is that argument that Ross used to use, that he didn't see himself do it, and therefore he didn't do it.
I saw Mark do it.
You saw Mark? How do you know Mark did it?
Because I saw him.
You saw him? Mark, did you push Ross?
Yes. I didn't even see myself.
You didn't?
No.
Did you see yourself get dressed this morning?
Yes.
Mark?
No.
Marky, did you see yourself get dressed this morning?
No.
I am getting dressed.
Well, you better hurry up then.
Why?
Because I said so.
Yeah, Mark.
What?
He's fine.
I called Ross a liar, and I said, don't call him a liar. He said, well, he was lying.
If I was lying, I couldn't lie if you didn't say anything.
Don't call him a liar.
I don't want to say a lie if you said something.
Too noisy. Both boys are too noisy. Cheerios or Raisin Bran, Mark?
I didn't want to say a lie.
Cheerios or Raisin Bran?
And with blueberries.
And I
want some sugar.
No, you get this side.
Okay, I'll stop. I don't want very many.
I understand.
So you can have so many.
So I can beat you.
No!
Yeah.
Because I'm not doing a race.
Mark, I'll say very sad. And then maybe I won't.
Mark will win the race because he's got more. No, that's enough, Ross. You're not going to get any food and you'll get sick in your tummy.
Uh-uh. I'm not even hungry.
You better eat some food.
Dad, could you pass my lunch?
I've got it all packed now. You get ready.
With the high C?
Yeah,
we need
now.
Okay.
Where's
my sugar?
Where's my, spoon and blueberries.
And where's my spoon and sugar?
Blueberries, yeah.
Almond sugar.
Okay.
Sugar?
Tell me. Mom. Marky to get his pants on. Mark said, I'm getting my pants on, Dad, don't worry. Came out to me and said, there's high C in my lunchbox. And I said, yeah. And Marky said, Mom, you put it in my lunchbox. Last night, Ross was commenting about his new, the transformer that I bought for Adam's birthday. And he said, his strength is enormous. His skill is huge. His speed is puny. And he was reading off a graph that they give for the transformers that show their relative qualities on speed, strength, skill, etc. And Ben Barnes had taught him how to read this, but he was reading accurately off the new graph for the new transformer toy. It's not a transformer, it's a toy called the transformer.
He said, Mother, what did you say?
I don't know what the big kid is asking. What is the color of?
You don't know?
No.
I got an idea.
What?
Color of bananas.
Nope.
Mark said earlier, you know what, there's a kid who has the same color skin as I, how did you say it?
What did you say about that boy?
That they're the same kid that has color skin like me.
Is the same kid as you? Is he the same kid as you?